This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
T-Bone time again. TMI with TIM. And the floor, hopefully for the whole segment, is yours.
Yeah, hopefully.
Could be some more breaking news.
There isn't
any injury updates?
Negative.
Wait till the Ravens sign Ronnie Stanley to extension during the segment. We blow it out again.
Yes. Kevin Willard really hit home runs in the portal. And all these guys had question marks, too. Jacoby Gillespie, how's he going to make the jump from Belmont? Rodney Rice, we know the injury history there, not playing much basketball recently. Selton Miguel was sixth man of the year at the AAC last year. Now you can make the case, and I know it's tougher in a game like basketball with less players, but now you can make the case that Selton Miguel is the biggest X factor on this Terps team. Had a really nice night last night, 17 points, 7 of 13 from the floor, 3 of 7 from 3. And I went back and looked at Selton Miguel's stats in the Terps' 6 losses in conference and his stats in the 13 wins. Selton Miguel in their losses averages 35.7% from the floor, 22.7% from three, 22.7, 8.5 points per game.
And we not so good.
We've joked earlier in the year because he has been a lot more consistent because the Terps have been winning a heck of a lot more in this recent stretch. But the Selton Miguel experience, we've seen him in breaks, fadeaway threes
from
the corner.
He's shooting at 24-hour fitness. Oh, he's a bad shot taker and a bad shot maker.
Yes, the double clutch at the end of the first half yesterday that somehow went in. But you look.
He's also about to officially become a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Yes. He is
looking forward to
that. By this time tomorrow, God willing.
He is set to join us tomorrow ahead of Senior Day. Him, Julian, and Geronimo. But in the 13 wins in conference, Selton Miguel, 46% from the floor, 49.3% from three. He's almost shooting 50% from three. In the Terps wins.
That's my quarterback.
And averages 13.6 points. And Ken, you gave the stat earlier. 17's been a lucky number for him recently.
He gets 17 in almost every win. Yeah.
Yeah, and we know the bigs and Derek Queen and Julian going to get a lot of love. Gillespie and Rodney Rice is a sharp shooter. But you can make the case that Selton Miguel is this biggest X factor. When he's shooting at that type of percentage, this Terps team is really tough to beat.
Well, look, and as much as, you know, Willard likes to joke about him, you know,
he was
shooting rather than dribbling, he is someone else who at times will pump fake the three, dribble, hit the more sure intermediate shot. You've got Rodney Rice who can do the same thing. You've got a point guard who can run off screen shooting threes, who can set people up for threes, throw the ball to a spot, and they run to the spot. There's a lot of different ways they can attack you on the perimeter, but there's obviously no debating that when this guy is on, they can put 90 on anybody.
Think about this.
Almost anybody.
Game,
they ain't putting 90 on Sparty.
No.
Game, probably not put 90 on Texas A&M.
Game last night, he scored 10 straight Terps points.
St. John's.
That would be tough.
Against Penn State, he had a stretch where he went on an 8-0 scoring run himself. It's just he has that in him. And Kevin Willard, catch and shoot, he loves it with Seldon McGill.
Well, and look, I've got to give Willard a lot of credit for how this thing has come together, and the way they have built this chemistry and camaraderie and understanding. And I thought it was very telling after last night's game, because we know a lot of what Selt does is clearly off script.
Yes.
It's not drawn up that way.
No.
When he said, look, this was a tight game. We know we had our struggles in tight games on the road before. And my guys, during the timeouts, were like, stop drawing up plays. We got this. We know what we need to do. And Willard's like, I laid out, and it's more fun that way. And I let them, I let them try it their way, and it worked.
And I got to give Jason credit. I think it was the first game that was on TV, the Mount St. Mary's game. That's my guy. That guy looks like he's 36. That's my guy.
I do love Willard teasing him about dribbling. He's like, Sel, you shoot anytime you want, but please don't dribble.
I remember the Rutgers game when I was engineering. I could hear Will, shoot. Like he's screaming to him, shoot the ball with like 7 seconds.
Well, I have said repeatedly this year, for a team that shoots this well, I often think they didn't take enough threes.
Yeah.
But I like threes mostly within the confines of the offense.
Don't take
not
it 5 Jacoby seconds.
Not Jacoby running 35 feet with the ball in his hands and then immediately pulling up and taking one from 5 feet behind the top of the key.
Mm-mm. Hey, that was a segment worth waiting for, Bum.
Yeah.
I think it was better the second time.
It was. You got off to a rough start, and it was good that news came out that we could kill it, because then you had time to really
restart.
Yeah. You had time
hit
to
hit the refresh button.
You polished it a little bit. Yeah.
Gussy it up.
Yeah.
I saw you working on it during the break, commercial breaks. I could see
you. Go in there with Ben, and he gave you some tips. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Nice. Good job, Ben. I thought I felt your imprint on that segment. Good job, Beltway Ben. Oh, and of course, Bone as well. Coming up next, though, Terps, they won a big game at Michigan. They won two straight on the road after that brutal loss to Michigan State. We'll talk to Chris Nockey about it. He was on the call last night on 105.7, the Fan Terps Radio Network, with Johnny Holiday on the Terps win. Get his thoughts on that and on Saturday and the Big Ten tournament and beyond. Chris joins us next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.